This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Today, we begin a month-long series on race and politics based on conversations generated by you. We'll also hear from NPR's news analyst Juan Williams about how race has often played a divisive role in American politics. But we begin with this historical footnote.
They always said this was a white man's government and that the colored man had no rights that white man are bound to respect.
Between Civil War and Civil Rights is a radio documentary series by independent producer Alan Lipke. You're listening to some excerpts adapted from one of the shows, How the South Won the War. Following the South's surrender in 1865, 4 million impoverished ex-slaves roamed free. Defeated Confederates found their society in ruins. One of them was Army officer J.C. Lester.
The young men of Pulaski said, "Boys, let us get up a club or society of some description."
They took the name Ku Klux Klan. It started as a way to have fun and pull pranks, but they soon found those pranks could be used to scare and intimidate newly freed slaves at a time when racial tensions were high.
If insensible to every other consideration, terror must be made to operate upon their minds, and fear prevent what curiosity and desire for utopian pleasures induce them to attempt. Charles C. Jones, Jr., ex-Colonel, Confederate States Army, ex-Mayor Savannah.
The Klan and other groups used scare tactics that escalated to floggings and violence. In 1871, after President Ulysses S. Grant reported 5,000 acts of terror throughout the Union-occupied South, a reluctant Congress held hearings into the unrest.
My name is Larry White. I live in Jackson County, Florida. I had to deny voting radical just to save myself. After I said that, they seemed to excuse me and said, "Oh, Larry, he's a good nigga. They should all be like him."
Witness Plato Durham defended the Klan.
"The idea that outrages upon Negroes have been committed by that organization is, in my opinion, preposterous. The obligation was to support the Constitution of the United States, to protect each other, and to vote for white man for office."
6 months of rancorous partisan hearings revealed lynchings, torture, and other brutality. Those acts were meant to control blacks and keep them from exercising their rights as citizens.